Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited that we're not in the north of France. Our next guest, I should say, is not in the north of France. She's kind of central France, I guess, more central. She's in Paris, France. Our good friend Leslie Kossoff, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the smartest people I know on planet Earth, the author of Executive Thinking, the author of the outstanding new publications and new resources, the Executive Field Guides, and a beautiful person, our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Welcome back. Are you there, Leslie? We're still working on Leslie. You know, sometimes connecting in Paris to Paris is not always exactly perfect, but there we go. Are you there, Leslie? Still don't have her. All right, we're working on that. Let me tell you what one of the things that while we're working on the Adventure Radio, one of the things that I want you to think about when you think about operating your business is I want you to think about quality process, not quality service. If there's one thing that we've learned from Leslie over the years is what's called quality process, not quality service. You and I think about quality service, and we all think we have quality service. Oh, yes. When something breaks, if it's broken, if you're not happy with your product or whatever, we replace it, no questions asked. That's our quality service. You probably even advertise that a little bit. Well, you know what? Good for you. If that's how you operate, good for you. Yes, if something does break, if the customer's not completely happy with whatever you've done, they want to know that you're going to take care of that. And that's a good feeling for them to have about you. It's a good practice for you to have for yourself. But why don't we take that to the next level? If you're ready to take that to the next level, here's what it is. It's quality process. And the quality process says, why don't we keep things from breaking in the first place? Why don't we make sure that something's delivered on time? Why don't we make sure that the order is filled properly? Why don't we take the steps? Why don't we do the practices to make sure that something's filled on time and that the products are the way the customer said? Let's check back with the customer, et cetera, et cetera. And these are the things that we've learned from Leslie Kossoff. Right, Leslie?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Leslie. Good to have you here. Thanks for hanging in there with us all the way from Paris, France. I was just talking about the difference between quality service, quality process, and how quality service is good for your customers, and it's long-term good for business, I guess, but it's also can be an expensive way to take care of customers. The quality process makes everybody happy and makes you more profitable too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the difference between quality service and quality process from a business owner's perspective is quality service is operational and execution oriented, whereas quality process is strategic. And if you're
What's
going
the difference?
To be that's a big difference, because if you don't have your quality process focused on achieving your strategy, you're not going to get what you need out of it anyway. And that's why quality service ends up being an easy thing to do. You can go in there after the fact when there's been a problem and at a high cost to you, you can fix the things that have gone wrong. But from a strategic perspective, to make yourself the preferred provider, to make yourself to be able to price the way you want to make the margins that you want to, then you have to be looking at your quality process, which is a front-end look.
And you know, see, folks, operational, unless the operational is reactive, reactionary, and strategic is proactive. And so, when you say we have quality service, you're saying when it breaks, we're going to fix it, or you tell your people to make sure that we take care of customers in a reactive way. But it takes a different kind of an executive to do the strategy, and way too many small business owners don't think about strategy, do they?
It's absolutely true, and again, understandable on one level, because when you're so closely involved in everything that you're doing inside of the business and everything that's being done, it's hard to take that step back, but it's necessary.
Right, right. Hold on. Leslie, give us your website, please.
www.kossoff.com.
Two S's and two F's. That's what you can find her executive field guide. She and I will be right back. It's Tweet Tail. More on this topic after these messages.
Back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.